Trouble at the Ashram, Part 1, The Jackrabbit. Once you find the waif, what would you do? With eyes that sparkle with marvel at the gaze bestowed upon them, not to be hunted, perhaps only tamed, enough to share juice when called by their name. Chapter 1, Ariana. Ariana awoke at 8 a.m., not with the feeling of being hit by a Mack truck, more like a workshop hangover. The pressure to better herself created those vertical lines between her brows. Some people called it an angry condition, a liver problem. A problem for sure, to fix. So she had kept trying. This morning after was different. She couldn't remember what happened. Was it cognition? A slipped Mickey? A robust romp in the hay? If so, where was he? She. Then she saw it on the nightstand. A little heart pendant with a bee on it. Good God, whose was it? Now adrenaline shot through her body and she was upright, her cat staring at her like it knew. Was this what she was forever dreading? Something had gone too far. Just as she grabbed for the pendant, a text came in. That was fun. It was so great to meet you. Coffee? Ariana awkwardly handled the phone like it was going to get her. Sure, where? Who the fuck? Oops. Send. The reply was immediate. Izzy's on Lexington? Okay, great. Around 9 a.m.? 347. She looked it up. A New Yorker. She retorted aloud. Oh my God, this is so crazy. I don't remember anything. Walking into Izzy's, Ariana was feeling guilty. Her wonderment was manifesting in small shakes of her head that were beginning to seem what a tick must feel like. Finally, a super cute girl started waving and was clearly happy to see her. Hey, B. Ariana replied. Hey. The girl. You okay? Maybe. The girl let her know she already had a coffee. Okay, I'll get one too. At the counter, she ordered an Americano, added some monkey oil, and bought a vegan croissant. Seriously, she thought. Back at the table, the girl said, seeming relieved, I didn't know if you'd come after all that last night. Right, it was a lot. You were brave to go last. Do you think it worked? I mean, how do you feel? Ariana took a long, perhaps triple pause, before she replied, Listen, I have blocks. And to herself, what the fuck, I sound like I have Tourette's. The girl, unmoved, Well, precisely, that's why you were it. You don't feel any different? Staring at her coffee, a tear falling out of her left eye, she reached into her pocket and pulled the pendant out and said, What is this? It's what they gave you. Silence. It's your new heart? B? Beatrice? The name you chose? Once you went under. Whoa, you don't remember. And Ariana shouted out, You mean like Beatrice from Dante's Inferno? Did I choose it? You did. I need butter. Getting up and walking was a chore, her head buzzing. She returned with butter and jam. It seems odd, a croissant with no butter. Yes, right? It's odd. It's illegal, really, going against nature. What I did last night is this croissant. Isn't it what you signed up for? Ariana quickly replied, How do I know? I don't remember. A workshop, fixing your life, a lunatic's guide meant to erase your old story and start fresh? Ariana, rather conversing with herself now. So, it delivered. I'm starting fresh. Pause. I don't even know my name, and by the way, I don't know yours either.